The Traveler's Journal,
January 28th.
Capturing the Green Flash. The green flash is an occasional atmospheric phenomenon that, for travelers, can be so rare it borders on the mythical. That's because actually seeing one takes patience, determination, and lots of luck. Here are thoughts on why, when, and where to look. When conditions are right, either at the first moment of sunrise or the last of sunset, a brilliant band of turquoise can shoot along the horizon. It happens when the sun's rays pass obliquely through a thick slab of atmosphere, which splits them into a spectrum of colors. Since the atmosphere scatters blue light, little of it reaches us. What does get through is a green that's usually too faint to be seen by the human eye. But if the weather's just right, the sky clear and air hot, the atmosphere focuses the green. A careful observer in the right position, ideally at a high vantage point on a coast, may see a tight ribbon of intense color flash along the horizon at the exact moment that the sun dips below the plane of the planet. Bingo. Normally, the green flash lasts only a second, but there are no instant replays. So to see it, an observer must be virtually staring at the horizon. If you happen to be near the north or south pole, where the sun's elevation changes more slowly, the flash can linger. Admiral Byrd's South Pole expedition reported one that lasted half an hour. In 1986, scientists at Cape Kennedy captured a green flash against the plume of a night missile launch. That photographic proof makes the green flash slightly less elusive than the Loch Ness Monster. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.